Hello and welcome back to another episode of Locked and Binging with your host Drea. Oh my goodness, I hope that everybody had a great week and everything went as planned as you wanted it to be, because I don't know what was happening this week. Everybody was acting crazy. Everything was just wrong. It's okay though, next week will be better. I am lost. I don't know where I'm supposed to be starting. I don't know what I'm supposed to be saying, but anyway, I literally forgot about the question of the week until someone at my job was like, "Drea, so what's the question of the week this week?" I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't even care, because the week before that, literally, I think I got one answer, and then the rest of them I just used from Reddit, which was fine. But I do not understand why the United States is so hell-bent on banning TikTok, because where are we supposed to go? The communities that we have built, where are we supposed to go? That is a serious question. I don't think that I can bring my energy from TikTok all the way over to Instagram. I just don't think it's going to work. I don't know. TikTok has a whole different algorithm. And I feel like Instagram, you post one thing, you may or may not go famous. You may have to show some titties. You may have to show a toe. I'm not too sure. Like, cut off your arm. Do something outrageous for you to get views. Like, it's crazy. Or have somebody else's face in front of yours before you upload it, like you're doing a stitch or something. It used to be so much easier taking like TikTok videos and then putting them on Instagram. But now you do that and it's like automatically like shadow banned. They're like, "Oh, you got that watermark? You thought you ate? You didn't. Now you're going to starve because no one's going to see it except for maybe two people on Instagram." But then on TikTok, if it's not like, for me personally, if I put a video of myself, I am most likely getting 300 views and that's it. And that's fine, whatever. 300 views, 4 likes, 1 share, which is probably me sharing it to somebody. And then if I post like a funny meme from that CapCut shit, all of a sudden I got 2,000 views. Everybody's liking it. Everybody, the mama is liking it, sharing it, doing all this other stuff. Instagram, I don't think is going to work like that, but I mean, I'll try, but I have no idea what like the connection between CapCut and Instagram is, that they're going to be as nice about it as TikTok was or is. I don't know, because TikTok is about to get banned and I don't know what the hell to do. This week has been a bummer. I tried to sit crisscross on my crisscross chair and I don't know, my leg fell asleep, so I had to put it down because I cannot sit like that. That's too much. I don't know what I was thinking, but that's not happening. I think I got to do some stretches before I like get into that. Anyway, so the question of the week that I decided on asking, which is something that, again, one of my coworkers asked me to ask, because I run out of questions. My brain is fried, okay? It's fried. So the question of the week that I asked was, What's the biggest ick that you have about your spouse or former spouse? And then I did like the eyes, like, okay. Somebody said their attitude, understandable, 100%. Their existence, damn. They were all whores. When he puts his dirty socks next to the laundry basket instead of inside. Yeah, that's annoying as hell. I'm sure if I did like a different one, like, "Oh, what's your biggest ick about your wife?" I didn't say specifically husband, but from reading this, I can tell that obviously men are the problem right now. Ay, ay, ay. Thinking he knows everything when clearly he don't. Or like, he would flirt with bitches but say he wasn't, but want to be super friendly. Wow. I feel like I know who that is. Former spouse would make the worst noises after eating. Sucking the food from his teeth, I tried for 6 months to get past it. Nope. Never in a day. I had an ex that would yell, "You're..." Oh, God. I had an ex that would yell, "You're..." whenever he walked into the door. I asked if he could try "Baby, I'm home," and he said I was asking too much. Laughed my ass off. That's funny. Funny as hell. This may be a short and sweet podcast because I don't know what to talk about. I'm so serious. My brain is fried. My son turned 5 yesterday. He didn't seem to really care much that he was turning 5. He was happy it was his birthday, but he didn't care much. Then he was like, "Oh, we made the cake." He sang "Happy Birthday," all that other stuff. And he's like, "Can you give me cake now?" I was like, "All right, whatever." I don't even want to discuss work. Just know that I still work there. That's all you need to know. I'm really concerned about this TikTok band. I don't know why, because it's not like I have a million followers. It's not like anybody sees anything I'm doing. But I just felt comfortable. Comfortable there. Comfortable enough that I could, you know, reach a broader people. And that people on my Instagram who actually, like, know me in real life, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, this is... It's weird. I feel like I'm restricted when I post on Instagram because I don't know who's actually seeing that. And then when someone like comments on it or they like send it to me and they answer or they say anything like crazy, I'm just like, what in the hell? I should never. Like, I did not need to know that you specifically were that weird. I didn't need to know that. But now I do. Now I can't unhear it, can't see it, can't unsee it, can't unread it. And now I'm just done. Oh, you know what? I have one thing to talk about. And they'll be like, right, for like 2 minutes, and then again, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Easy breezy beautiful. Anyway, so apparently I've been out of high school for 10 years now. I had no idea. All of a sudden I got this invite on Facebook about this 10-year reunion. Not even trying to be funny. So my mom says that I was popular in school. As if, like, she was walking with me in school and holding my hand and was there at every step of the way, which she wasn't. Like, that's not the case. But to her, I was very popular. Then I was talking to one of my best friends last night, Kiara, talking about, you know, I gotta go to this stupid shit. I'm probably not gonna go. You know what I mean? Like, I dealt with people, but sometimes... people made me feel like I was inferior and that I just didn't belong in certain groups and this and that. I would talk to people, but like I told Kara last night, I'd be politic and I don't even know half the time who people are. I may say hi. I might remember your whole name. But say like right now, for instance, I was out in public with my child and someone came up to me and said, "Oh my God, hi Drea." I did not know who that girl was. I had no idea. She had to go through all these hoops to tell me who she was. It's not that I don't care about her. It's just that I don't know who you are. I don't know why you know me. I have no idea. We didn't even graduate together. It was very strange that you knew my name. A lot of people know who I am. And I don't know for what, because I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything like outrageous that I thought of, that I can think of. But still, I'm not too sure if I'm going to go to that or not, because I feel like it's a waste of my time, waste of my life. And even though people are like, "Oh, it's not going to be any drama, blah, blah, blah," I don't care that much. Maybe by that time, maybe I'll be moved. Like, I'll move out of the state. And then I will, like, not have a reason. And if whoever's listening to this, though, on some real... send me some money so that I can actually vote on there that we should have it June 29th. So that I will, instead of going there, I will be in Philly going to see Chris Brown. Because then there ain't no reason. There's no reason for me to go to my 10-year reunion if Chris Brown ain't there, Dave East ain't there, who else? All the above. Like, Method Man ain't gonna be there. I don't even know that man, but he not gonna be there. That makes no sense for me to even do that. Keke Palmer not gonna be there. People that, like, I feel like the men from Shits and Giggles ain't gonna be there. So, what is the point? There is no point. There's no life. There's no reason. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. There's just none. And I don't care what people are doing. If I care that much, for the people who I do care about or whatever, or that we're cool and whatever, we're friends on Facebook. I see you. You see me. We over here looking like two big Barneys. There's no reason for me to come up to that place. There's just no reason. I'm just saying. I feel like it's just a waste of my life. And, like, do we do that, like, every 10 years? Like, so after our 10-year reunion, all of a sudden it's 20 years and then 30 and 40. Why are we doing that? Then wasn't that, the last time it'll be, like, we're at a senior citizen home? Like, are we at a nursing home now after? Because why are we doing that? I really feel like reunions are to show, like, that you've done better. I don't feel like I've achieved what I've wanted to achieve. Like, I've achieved some things, but some things, they're just not for me. I never got the golden, silver, whatever. I never got the type of spoon. I've always had to do extra, and I just, the things that I want to do, I have to work harder for them. And I'm not the type of person who's gonna show my body for 5,000 likes or buy followers, buy anything. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just not. People, they think that I'm going, but I am not. Most likely I'm not. I hope you guys all have a good weekend, because I for sure probably am. Maybe I will. I know tomorrow's fucking laundry day, and that sucks. Fucking hate doing laundry. But I gotta make, like, a whole schedule for myself, or else shit's not gonna get done. It just won't get done at all. But do not forget, if you are following me on TikTok and you are watching this, you see this or whatever, go follow me on Instagram at Drea Kaveya. On Facebook, which I might delete, I'm not too sure, but Drea Kaveya as well. On Twitter/X, whatever the hell you call it. I don't really use it, but it's there. It's also Drea Kaveya. So follow me on all my social media. Drea Kaveya also on YouTube, all that stuff. I'm gonna try to link it in and whatever, but yeah, do all that so you won't lose me, because you never had a bitch like me. That's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. I hope that you enjoyed. New episodes come out on Saturdays at 5 a.m. And yeah, bye.